Yandaria kosekete yakaparia kota rakoporoko shekete yendereke sekete yakaparia kata erakopokoto yakaparia kata yenderebo sokoteri rakopakata yandaria kasekete irakaparia kosekete yendereko sekete yakaparia kata Baya kaparo kosekete yenderebo sokoparia kata erekota yakapaya kasekete yakaparia kota Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to the King of Glory. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Welcome to prayer experience tonight, this morning, this afternoon. It depends from wherever you are hearing us from. You're welcome to this wonderful prayer experience on the platform of Daily Talk Media and Kingdom Life International Church under the leadership of Pastor Dele and Pastor Dumebi Oderinde. You're welcome, everyone all over the world, in the seven continents of the world. This is the place where God lives, where God is doing great and mighty wonders here in Preston, United Kingdom. The address is Enterprise House, Salt Street, PR1 1NT. And we are reaching you live from this wonderful place. And the Lord is with you. The door is open tomorrow. And every weekend you'll be hearing us from 6 p.m. here in the Kingdom Life Church. And Saturday, Sunday is 6 p.m. And Monday to Friday is 1 p.m. prompt UK time. Wherever you are from, and we are also... the door of Christ Oasis Community Church is also open 3 to 5 p.m. Sundays at Galloway Hall, Fullwood. The Lord be with you wherever you are. Today, I just want you all to write down this prayer point. You will need it, because this one prayer point is what we are going to be dwelling on today. Just write on a piece of paper. It is called, Father, Lord, by the power of resurrection, whatever has killed my desire to be desperate to seek and find you, I permit you to send the warring angels to destroy and get me out of the mess like prodigal son, in the mighty name of Jesus. We'll be focusing today on desperate for Jesus. Desperate for Jesus. I don't know wherever you are, but quickly, let us quickly pray for the church of the living God. Father, we thank you on behalf of the church. We glorify your name for dying on the cross of Calvary, that we might be saved and receive salvation. We thank you for the nation, United Kingdom. We thank you for the people that you have gathered together as leaders. Thank you for the people in the family sector. Thank you for the people in the government and political sector. Thank you for the people in the media and entertainment sector. Thank you for the people in the NHS, the National Health Service sector. Thank you for the people in the security operative sector. Thank you for the people in the royal family sector. Thank you for the people in the religious sector, which we are part of, one of it, in the body of Christ. Thank you for the people in the agricultural sector that produce food for the non-agricultural sector. Thank you, O Lord, for the educational sector. Holy Spirit of God, we glorify your name because you are the King of Glory, the custodians of the secret of heaven and earth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you are doing all over the world. We glorify your name because you are the King of Glory. You are the custodians of the secret of heaven and earth. Desperate for Jesus. We want everyone, and my message is very simple. 80% of this message and this prayer will be for the men all over the world. Maybe you are from Africa, maybe you are from Asia, you are from Antarctica continent, you are from Australia continent, maybe you are from any part of European continent, South American continent, North American continent. You as a man, wherever you are, 80% of this message and prayer is for you. 20% is actually for the women. Because it is crucial that men get it right. When the men get it right, it's quite easy for things to get better. Because if you look at the leadership of the world today, you discover that 90% are men. Maybe prime minister, kings, wherever, whatever you want to call, presidents of nations, people in the parastatals, 90% are men. And this is why God has directed me to choose this scripture. I am going to use this evening for every one of us. I want us to read together before we go deeply into this. Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. I want you to get your Bible ready and read with me, because I want us to read before I dive into it very quickly. Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector. I want you to underline that. Chief tax collector, and he was rich. Underline that if that is your Bible. This man is a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus. He sought to see who Jesus was. That's another point you need to underline. But could not because of the crowd. He was a man short in stature. Look at all these things I am reading. So he ran ahead. He ran ahead of the crowd and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see Jesus, for he was going to pass that way. Jesus is going to pass that way. So this short man, rich man, highly positioned, ran faster than the crowd. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, very strategic. Jesus looked up and I saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he came down, he made haste and came down and received Jesus joyfully. Please underline that place. Receive Jesus joyfully. We are going somewhere. But when they saw Jesus with him, they all, not few, they all complained. They all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. I want us to begin this. Sorry. I want us to look at this scripture very well. It's a scripture that is very, very full of actions. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Jesus, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, which is what he used to do, because Zacchaeus is a thug, he's a Roman thug, a Jew and a thug who helped the Romans to collect the rabble to collect the money, the tax from the people and give it to the Roman. He said, I restore fourfold. Immediately he repented, I restore fourfold. Verse 9, he said, and Jesus said to him, today, not tomorrow, today, not tomorrow. I don't know wherever you are hearing me from. He said, today, salvation has come to this house, because he also, the master never condemned. He also is a son of Abraham. Verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. I don't know wherever you are watching from, as a man, as a woman, but this today, desperate for Jesus. This scripture has captured everything, and that is why I ask you to write down this prayer point. We will need this prayer point at the end of this, just this 10 minutes word I am going to give to you. Let me read it again. Write it down. Father, Lord, by the power of resurrection, whatever has killed my desire to be desperate to seek and find you, I permit you to send the warring angels of the Lord to destroy and get me out of the mess I have put myself, like the prodigal son, in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the prayer point we are going to use. But quickly, I want to quickly say something. Within this short story of Zacchaeus, Luke chapter 9, verse 1 to 10, I discover some great elements in the life of Zacchaeus. And number one, the scripture we read said there were crowd in that place, but nobody's name was recorded because they were not desperate to see Jesus. Zacchaeus refused to be cut off in the religious debate with the crowd because he does not want distraction. And number two, Zacchaeus wasn't mindful of injury when he was climbing the sycamore tree. Can you imagine a rich man, a very wealthy man, who is so rich, he decided to seek for Jesus. He decided to go for Jesus. He said he's going for Jesus. And having had a disadvantage, he was very short, that he decided to go and climb the sycamore tree. He didn't even mind. And sycamore tree, according to my findings, is a tree where these squirrels love to build their tent, their houses. But this man decided to climb that sycamore tree because he wanted to see Jesus. He was so desperate. Many of us need to be desperate, especially men. Why am I pointing to men today? Zacchaeus realized that as a man, I'm a priest over my home. I am the one who brought the mess upon my wife and children. I need to sort this out with Jesus. Then I can later now bring my family. The Bible says Zacchaeus ran faster than the crowd. Can you imagine a rich man so desperate to meet with Jesus? He ran faster than the crowd because he knows that the crowd can always be a distraction. He ran faster. It's just like seeing a person like Bill Gates. Bill Gates now coming for altar call. When a pastor finished preaching and he made an altar call and you saw Bill Gates, or Almighty Bill Gates, running to the pulpit, how would everybody see? Zacchaeus ran faster. No, another one is that Zacchaeus abandoned his money-making machine. He's a tax collector, the chief tax collector. He abandoned his money-making machine because he wanted to see Jesus. Zacchaeus did not compare himself to Jesus. Money he has, everything he has. But now Zacchaeus knew that something is missing in my life. There is something missing that I need to correct. And it is only from Jesus I will get it. Zacchaeus cut off all money-making machine. Zacchaeus refused to get involved in this flamboyant way of bribing. If it were some rich people, they would have quickly go to bribe the disciples and say, "Can I see Jesus?" They would have bribed the 12 disciples so that they would pave way. But this man refused to bribe. He went and climbed the sycamore tree to be strategic because he wanted to see the Lord. Man of God, low battery. He wanted to see the Lord. Therefore, Zacchaeus did not get involved in that. Another point is that Zacchaeus didn't go to seek Jesus with assumption in his mind. No assumption. There was no assumption. He went all the way out to meet with Jesus. Zacchaeus refused to allow his past errors. Many of us, we say, because I have done this, I have done that. This is somebody that is well hated all over. They hated him because he's a thug. He beat the people up to collect taxes from them and give to the Romans. He was actually being hated. But he decided to forget all his errors.
Zacchaeus woke up to the spirit. He woke up out of his spiritual slumber. Look at these elements I have really gotten from these scriptures. So therefore, if you want to seek with, if you want to meet with Jesus, I need you to look at all these elements that I have already mentioned from Zacchaeus, a very rich man. Some of us has nothing. We don't even have a house of our own, but we feel so big to come to the Lord. Are you seriously desperate to meet with Jesus? This is a question, especially to we men who knows even nothing, who has even nothing, because we park a car out there. We thought some of us will park just one small car and we swell up like this, even coming out of the car. This is someone so wealthy, ran faster, desperate to be with Jesus. I want us to change our mentality tonight. Listen to me before we go into this prayer. The moment Zacchaeus did this, desperate for Jesus, look at some things that changed immediately in his life. Zacchaeus' job description changes immediately. Zacchaeus' circle of friends changed immediately. Zacchaeus' spiritual understanding came back to him. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar said, my understanding came back to me. In the book of Daniel chapter 4, verse 34. Zacchaeus was restored. Back. Zacchaeus was restored. His name was written in the book. Look at today, anywhere this scripture is read, all over the world, no matter where it is read, the name Zacchaeus was mentioned because he was desperate for Jesus. This is why I wanted us to pray this prayer. You may have been serving God, you may have been doing all you can, but maybe you have not been putting your 100% to serve the Lord. There is need for us to be desperate for Jesus. Because he's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. He went away and promised he's coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. He's coming. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. He went away and promised he's coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Is coming back again. Zacchaeus' lifestyle changed immediately. When you come to know Jesus, when you seek the Lord with all your heart, everything will change. Therefore, I want us to pray right now. We come by the blood of Jesus. We fight by the blood of Jesus. We enthroned by the blood of Jesus. We engage by the blood of Jesus. We overcome by the blood of Jesus. We come by the blood of Jesus. We come by the blood of Jesus. We overcome by the blood of Jesus. We enthroned by the blood of Jesus. We come by the blood of Jesus. We overthrown by the blood of Jesus. We engage by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have written this prayer point down, I want you to begin to read right now and say, Father Lord, by the power in the blood of Jesus, by the power of resurrection, whatever has killed the passion, whatever has killed the desire to be desperate to seek Jesus, to be desperate to find Jesus, oh Lord, by the power in the host of heaven, I permit you, oh Lord, to dispatch the warring angels, to dispatch all the warring angels, to come and destroy every power, every altar. Maybe it's an environmental altar. Maybe it's political powers, political altars, religious altars, every altar that have killed my desire to be desperate for Jesus. I felt I thought I have been trying, but I never knew I've not been doing well. But I come by the power and the blood of Jesus. Oh, many a times, all I can do is to start complaining about what is going on in the church, complain about the pastor, complain about the choir, complain about many people who are not doing well. But today, I take responsibility. I want to be desperate for Jesus. I need the help of the Holy Spirit to come and help me. I want to be desperate for Jesus, not because of man. I don't want to serve the Lord because of man, but I want to serve the Lord because of who He is. Oh Lord, as a nation, as a community, as a city, we want to be desperate for Jesus. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of God, come and help me. I am weak. I am tired of what is going on in the world. But oh Lord, because I know one with God is with majority, I hereby run to you today. Holy Spirit of God, I run to you. Maranatha, I run to you today. I run to you this morning. I run to you this afternoon. I run to you this evening, because I do not know where people are joining us from. Depending on the time, I run to you, Lord. Lord, give me the desire to be desperate for Jesus. To be desperate for Jesus. Not to be desperate to no man. Because all men are made of flesh. And men are capable of failing. Therefore, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you own my life. I am yours, I am yours, Lord Jesus, you own my life. I am yours, I am yours, I am yours, Lord Jesus, you own my heart. You own my life, oh God. You own the church. The church of the living God is crying to you from the platform of Kingdom Life International Church. We are desperate for you from the altar of Christ Oasis Community Church, Footballers Oasis Community Church, there in Fullwood, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. We are also crying. We are desperate for you, O Lord. Here in Kingdom Life, the church opens from 9 a.m. and second service 11 a.m. O Lord, we are desperate for you. Ayaka Pari Oh Lord Jesus, we come before you. Ayanda riako seketeria, opakata yanda, oreko seketeye. If you are a man, this is Zacchaeus. I want you to read this scripture. If you are a man, read this scripture before you sleep tonight. And meditate over this. Meditate over it. And you will see that your life will change tremendously. You will not need to complain about anybody. Zacchaeus, as a rich man, does not care how many crowd are on the way. He doesn't care what kind of thing is on the tree. He climbed that place. When Jesus came, Jesus did not see the crowd. Jesus didn't see the crowd. Jesus saw one man who was so desperate for him. He was so desperate to climb a tree that is as tall as 137 feet in order to see with Jesus, to see Jesus, because you know I'm a man short of stature. You may be somebody. People may have condemned you. People may have said you don't even know what you're doing. You know you are not. You cannot even speak correct English. You are not dressing well. You seem to be uncomfortable around people. People have said all manners of things because of the errors you have completed. You have committed in the past. They've talked you down. They say you are nobody. But if you are desperate for Jesus, your life will change tonight. Your life will change. All you need is to be desperate for Jesus. Surrender everything. This man came to Jesus. He repented. He said, whatever I have collected from people, till I am ready to take it, to give it back. The Bible says all the people that were there complained. They complained about the action of Jesus. Jesus said, I have not come to save those who are perfect, but I have come to save those who are lost. Zacchaeus is one of the people that are lost. I am one of the people Jesus has come to save. He made this commitment in Golgotha, in the presence of Pilate. He said, I have come. He said, it is not by your power that you have arrested me, but for the scripture to be fulfilled. Holy Spirit of God, help me. I am desperate to see you. I am desperate, oh God. The desperacy of Timothy Olugbenga Daniels. The desperacy of Ruth Utatu Daniels, my wife. The desperacy of my children. Asha, good news, Daniels. Oh, blessed Daniels. The desperacy of our ministry. Christ Oasis Community Church. The desperacy of this ministry. Kingdom Life International Church. The desperacy of the man of God. Oh, Pastor Dele Oderinde, the man who loves the message of Christ. The man who loves his people so much that he can do anything. He can forgo anything as long as Jesus prevails. I love the desperacy of Pastor Dumebi Oderinde. I love the desperacy of the people, the workers in the church of God, the elders in the church. My elder, I love the elderly. Ayako Pariagata, Lord Jesus, look at us today as men and women, as elderly people, as children, as youths all over the world, especially the men. Give the men the desire to be desperate for you. Many men are running away from God's presence because the world is presenting to them what is going to destroy them. Look at the life of the disciples. The disciples were so desperate to catch fish. They were looking for fish. And when they caught the fish started sinking them inside the ocean. And they quickly ran to Jesus and said, and Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men. Sometimes the thing we are pursuing is what is going to sink us more into sin. Zacchaeus knew, I'm a sinner. He ran to Jesus. I want you to run to Jesus this hour. By the power in the name of Jesus, be desperate. I am desperate for your touch, oh God. According to what Mama Anne is saying, I am desperate for your touch. I am desperate for your touch. I am desperate, Lord. Wherever you are, touch me. Touch me. Touch me. Touch me. Remold me. Break me. I give my life to the potter. Break me, fix me, remold me, use me. I give my life to the potter. Holy Spirit of God, help me to be desperate for you. As your people gather tomorrow in the church, from tonight, build up their desire. Build up their thirst, hunger and thirst, before they come into the church tomorrow. Build up their desire, their hunger and thirst to be desperate for Jesus, to be desperate for the word of God. This man was desperate and he got saved. Therefore, everyone that is desperate for Jesus, I stretch my hand to you right now. May you receive the restoration of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, quickly, as I'm rounding up, I want you to bow down your head and say to the Lord, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my hunting around, running away from you. Forgive me from all my sins, because I stray away from you. Lord, forgive me. I believe that you are the Son of the living God. You have been sent to die for my sins. And therefore, I receive you as my Lord and personal Savior. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new today because I am desperate for you. Therefore, the power of grave, the power of sin is dead today because you have given your life. You have returned back to the Lord. God bless you and see you again. From here, Kingdom Life International Church, we will see you again by the special grace of God. Tomorrow, someone else will be coming again, 6 p.m. And from Monday to Friday, it is also 1 p.m. God bless you, and the Lord strengthen everyone in Jesus' name. Bye for now.
Cry, holy, the cry, holy.